Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 3rd verse. Sukham, sukham, sukham mainjiyakam daitya, deha yogena dehina, sarvatra labhyate daivat, yata dukham ayatnata. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued to speak. My dear friends, born of demon families, the happiness which is perceived with reference to the senses can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained as sometimes we obtain distresses without any endeavor.
Sukhamandiyakam dechya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhate deva yatha dukkham ayatnata. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, in the previous access, explained that durlabha manusana dharma, this human form of life, is durlabha. Very rarely work. It is not so easy. There are many rascals, they say that once you come to the human form of life, there is no more degradation. Very rascal. When Krishna says that Devinasmin the Tati Kumar Govindra, Tathag Dehantaram Prapti. He says that as you have changed body, similarly, at the end also, you'll have to change the body. He never says that you'll get again human body. Never says. Tatha dehantaram prapti, another form of life. That another form may be, there are 8,400,000 forms. So another form means any one of them. There is no guarantee. You cannot say that now I have got human form, again in the next life, I also get human. No. You can. The evidence is Marut Maharaj. He was king, emperor, very exalted position in the human form of life. But next time he got the life of a deer. This is the evidence. So how you can say the next life will be human life? No, that's not possible. According to your karma, karmana daiva netrena, if you are acting like human being, then there is chance of getting human life. And if you are acting like a dog, then you must get the body of a dog. Karmana daiva netrena. It depends on your karma. If you simply dress like a human being and act like a dog, then you get it. Dog's body, Krishna will give you the facility. Maya, jantaru re rama, maya. Bhagavad Gita is saying that this body is just like a machine, motor car. Suppose you have got a very nice motorcycle, Rolls Royce car. And somehow or other, your car is lost. The next car, is it any guarantee that you will get Rolls Royce car? No. You'll get a car and you pay for it. If you can pay for a Rolls Royce car, then you can get how many brakes. Suppose you have got now very costly brakes. Now your brakes is torn. You have to change the brakes. Is there any guarantee that you will get the same type of brakes? No. You will get the brakes as you pay for it. It's a common sense. Similarly, if you act like a demigod, you will get the body of a demigod. If you act like ordinary human being, then you get the body of a human being. If you act like a dog, then you get the body of a dog. And if you act like a devotee, you go back to home. This is the cause. Why we are instructing everyone to become Krishna Bhakta? The result is, if you become fully Krishna conscious, the next life you get a body in which you can live with Krishna, face to face, talk with Him, play with Him. That is the meaning. Tattā deham punajjanya naiti. Māmeti. Krishna gives assurance that if you simply try to understand Krishna, and if you really understand Krishna, janma karma sajivam jo jānāti kattva. If you simply try to understand Krishna in truth, not vague, yes, I understand Krishna, but Krishna has no form. This is not understanding of Krishna. This is asking. Krishna says, such person, such rascal, who says that Krishna has no body, he has no form. It is Maya. Therefore Maya has. Everything Maya. Krishna is also Maya. That is Maya. But this Mayavadi have been condemned by Krishna. Tamanamu, what is that? Manusum tanuma, abhijanamuti mananura. These rascals, Mayavadis. Abhijanamuti. He thinks Krishna as ordinary human being. Or, even if he is God, he has taken a body made by Maya. This is Mayavadi. The spirit soul cannot appear without being dressed by Maya. But that is not the fact. That a man is diseased, suffering from fever, it does not mean that without fever somebody can exist. That is nonsense. Fever is a symptom for the time being, and feverlessness is the real life. Similarly, somehow or other, ichhātesu samutthena, by some desire, we have got this material body, but it does not mean that without this material body I cannot live. That's nonsense. Actual life is spiritual life. Actual life is spiritual life. So, therefore, Prahlāda Mahārāja says that Kumāra Sarvesprasa Karmāra Bhāgavatāna Yuryabhāna Mahārāja. This is human life. You have got the human life. only for cultivating Krishna consciousness. If you are doing anything else except Krishna consciousness, that means you are risking your life physical attack and so on or anything. This is the fact. So Krishna is still prepared to give you facilities that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti jīva vṛtā devān. If you are acting like a devotā. Devotā means devotee. Not pure devotee with some material desire. They are called devotees. Not everyone is not pure devotee. Mostly, āsa or khāti jñāni ca bharata prasava. Tatadvidā bhajante mā sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti, anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, he is to be understood that he is a pious. But piety, to become a pious man does not mean that he is a devotee. By piety, by acting piously, you can get good birth. Janmai sajda sushastri. He can get good birth in a very aristocratic family or a Brahmin family. Generally aristocratic, rich family by piety. Janma aishadra. Nowadays they want money. Nobody wants any spiritual advancement. So they get money by pious activities, they get good marks to born, to take marks in very rich family, Janma Ishana. Shruta, he can become a very learned man, DNA, PhD, GSC, so many things, that's a learned man. Janma Ishana, Shruta, three beautiful, beautiful body. These are the results of pious activities. But that does not mean you are a devotee. Devotee is defined. Devotee means who does not aspire of anything like this. That is, let me take part in this family, let me possess a very good amount of wealth, let me become beautiful, let me become very learned. These are material aspirations. But a devotee has no material aspiration. Annamilasitasunno. Zero. Nothing of this kind. And what is his aspiration? That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mama janavani janmani sari. Bhutāmatmantavi. Nadanamana janamana sundari. Kavitam nagyava jītakam. This is pure. I don't want money. Na dhanam. I don't want any number of men at my order asking. Just like you need factory owner that employs 4,000, 5,000 men. And master of so many servants. Say, devotee doesn't want. He doesn't want any amount of money or any amount of followers. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari kavita. Very beautiful, attractive wife. Sundari. This is material aspiration. Let me have an immense amount of money. Very good woman, wife, or friend. This is all material activity, you'll see. Everyone is after money and woman. This is material activity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting. Nadanamana, janamana, sundari, kavitana, vadhavali. Then what do you want? Mama janmani, janmani, sare. Bhutā bhakti. I don't mind what I get my bath. I'm not aspiring to get my bath in very aspirative way. No. Anyway, Mama Jarmani, I may become a demigod in the heavenly planet, or I may be a cat, dog, or any insignificant, but I want this, that my devotion to your lotus feet may not be forgotten. This is desirelessness. Anything beyond this, we desire, that is necessary. So bhakti begins when desireless. Vato Chamuna Chadu. So Nishesha Monorakantaram. Kadaham Kantikam Istatinkara Prahastha Ishyam Kanatha Jeevi Bhavantame Vacharanam. This is devotee. He's praying, Jamuna Chadu is praying to the Lord. Bhavanta, you, Charan Nirantar, simply thinking of you, asking for you, Charan, Acharan, practicing such activities, which will give me the opportunity of thinking Krishna. That is all. The Krishna says, Manavana Bhavamadu Bhakta. Krishna says, this is the process. So we have to mold our lives in such a way that we get the opportunity of thinking of Krishna 24 hours. That is Krishna's process. Even like eating, we can remember Krishna. Krishna varadayamaya parivari jivhajaya sattva-sāvaka. So we want, while sleeping, if we think of Krishna, it may be that we may dream of Krishna also. That is possible. Eating, sleeping, making, even sex, we can remember Krishna. How? That is Krishna says, dharma viruddha kamasmi. Sex life, which is given permission in the Shastra, that is Krishna. The Shastra gives you permission for sex life only for behaving nice children, not for any other. That is illicit sex. If you make love with sisters and have sex life, that is illicit sex. So that dharma viruddha. So we can adjust our material activities, eating, sleeping, making and hearing. It can be adjusted in relationship with Krishna, provided you take direction from Krishna. Even eating, sleeping, making can be equalized as Krishna consciousness. If you follow the rules and regulations. Then especially, as soon as you deviate, then you become subject to the control of Maya. Jagyasa karma natra lopayam karma bhava. If you simply act for satisfying Krishna, then you are alright. And as soon as you do it for your own sense gratification, karma bhavana, you become bound up. By the laws of karma. We should be very careful. Therefore, here it is said, sukham o indriyakam. Happiness derives from the process which is not related with Krishna. That is sukham o indriyakam. Actually, we do that. When we enjoy sense pleasure. That is not for Krishna. That is material sense perception. The Pulanmana says that this kind of pleasure, happiness, sukham anviratam, this pya, He particularly addressing his friend, Daitya, because he has come from Daitya, demon. That's why at the present moment, 99% of the population, they are Daitya, demon. What is the difference between a demon and demigod? Daitya means the son of the deity, so Daitya. And Deva, Deva means devotees or those who accept the supremacy of the Lord. That's all Deva. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva, Asuraskal Viparga. Anyone who is Vishnu Bhakta, accepting God as supreme controller, they are called demigods. And Asuraskal Viparga, and just the opposite number. What is the opposite number? What is God? Why can I accept God? God is dead. There is no God. God is impersonal. They are Daitya or demon. So, Prahlad Maharaj was also born in a demon family. But he was not Daitya. He was a devotee. Although he is born. So it is not that a devotee has to take his birth in the devotee's family. That is not necessary. Ahuituki apruti hata. One man can become a devotee without any cause and without being checked. There is no such thing which will check to become a devotee. Anyone can be devotee in any condition, provided he is fortunate enough to associate with another devotee. That is the way. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friend, because you have been taught for self-gratification, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. So this kind of happiness is material happiness. Sense enjoyment. So, deha yogina dehira. Two bodies company are in connection with this body. Deha yogina dehira. That's why sex life. Sex life, it requires two bodies, one male or female. Deho yogena. As soon as we say yogena, that means extra something. Yoga. Yoga and yoga. Yoga means minus and yoga means addition. So deho yogena. Dehira, the living entities who have accepted this material body, such kind of happiness, sarvatra labhati, you can have anywhere, any life, just like two bodies, male and female. It is not that in the human society, two bodies, male and female, join and enjoy the pleasure. The dog also do that. The quality of happiness between a beautiful man and beautiful woman does not increase or decrease by other body. The hog also enjoy. It is not because they have got a nasty body, therefore the enjoyment is less than anybody. No. The feeling of enjoyment is the same, either of the dog, or of the horse, or of the human being. Everyone. It is not, the quality does not take. There is a story of a prostitute, Lokahira. You can see this one. I am asking you, yes, you see me. You can go and see. Don't make yes. So there is a story of the prostitute, the Lokahira. There was a prostitute whose charges was 1 lakh of pieces of diamond. It doesn't matter, a big diamond or small one, that was her charge. So, one man was suffering from leper, and he was being assisted. She was being assisted by his wife, very faithful wife. So still he was morose. The wife asked the husband, why you are morose? I am giving you so much service. You are leper. You cannot move. I can take you. I take you on a basket and carry you. Still you feel unhappy? So he admitted, yes. Oh, what is the cause? You want to go to the prostitute. Lokahira. Just see, he is leper, a poor man, and he is trying to go to a prostitute, who charges 100,000 of pieces of diamond. So anyway, she was a faithful wife. She wanted to satisfy her husband. Somewhere or other she arranged. Then, when the leper was at the house of the leper, prostitute, the prostitute gave him very nice dishes of food, but everything in 2 dishes. Everything. One in the golden pot, another in iron pot. So while he was eating, so he inquired, because why you have given me in 2 pots? Now, because I wanted to know whether you will feel different taste in different pots. So he said, no, I don't find any difference of taste. The soup in the golden pot and the soup in the iron pot, the taste will be same. Then why you have come here? Huh? This is foolishness. The whole world is going on. They're simply trying to taste the same thing in different. They are not detested. They are no more fact. I've tested enough. That is not fact. That is called Vairagya Buddha. No more testing. It is all the same, either he takes in this pot or that pot. Therefore it is said that sukham anjayakam, the sense pleasure. It doesn't matter whether you enjoy as a dog or as a human being or a demigod or as European, as American, as Indian, the taste is the same. This is very important. He cannot have a better taste. Better taste is only Krishna consciousness. Paramritya nivartate. So if you do not increase your taste for Krishna consciousness, then you will try to taste in this water. That is the continued business and continued disease. To taste in this water. It may be very tasteful in this part, maybe very tasteful. The whole world is going. All these rascals, they go to different countries for taste, sex life. They go to Paris. తుఫామాన్ నిరకం దైత్య సర్వత్ర లభతే దైవాద జథా దుఃఖం 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 మీన్స్ అన్హాపీనెస్. So, suppose a millionaire is suffering from typhoid, and a poor man is suffering from typhoid. That means that the millionaire has less distress than the poor man. When you have got typhoid fever, either you are rich man or poor man, the suffering of typhoid fever is the same. It does not mean that this man is very rich man. He was suffering from time. No. As unhappiness is the same in different parts. Similarly, this happiness also is the same in different parts. This is not. So how should I waste my time to tasting, to test happiness and distress in different forms. The different forms is different bodies. So this is not our business. Our business is to revive our original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter in which form I am at this present. You can test Krishna consciousness without any hesitation, without any check, without any hindrance, he can simply you have to see inside your consciousness and rectify the consciousness that is required in this human form of life. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj in the beginning says, Gullamam Mahasamsa. This understanding, this knowledge can be attained only in human form. These analyses of unhappiness and distress can be explained before a human. If I call a 36 dogs here and ask him, now here Bhagavat, it is not good. The dog will not be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, but a man, however low he may be, he has got little intelligence, he will be able to understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Guru Rama Mahara Samadam, we have got the opportunity to understand what is Bhagavad Dharma. Don't lose it like cats and dogs. Thank you.